Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
Hey there, welcome to Hidden Killers Live. I'm Robin Drake, filling in for Tony this week while he's still on his honeymoon. And today we're going to be discussing two stories. One, the tragic events that happened over the 4th of July in Mississippi with a young man that went missing and tragically came to his end. And the second, we're going to be diving deeper again on the Nancy Guthrie case and all what's going on with the letters, the ransom notes, and the recent prosecution of someone connected to those, but not connected to her. Anyway, joining us normally on today is Jennifer Coffendeffer, but today we're not quite sure she's going to be able to make it because, again, we're all on vacation and coming back from that. But with me, as always, behind the scenes, but front man, as always, is the great Todd Michaels. And so,
man, I'm glad to be your wingman. Anything you need today, I got it.
You know, and for everyone, you know, I love giving behind the scenes about how the sausage is made, as Bob Motta says. And so, you know, normally it's Tony, Todd, and me going back and forth on all these cases, nonstop, really, in the off hours, too. And to Todd's credit, with Tony being on vacation, we haven't bothered Tony, although he's weighed in a little bit on some socials. But Todd and I have been going forth nonstop and really diving deep on these cases. Because this first one, it's a really interesting optics challenge on many fronts on this. And Todd, you and I have been going back and forth on this one a bit. So let me kick off with this and bring everyone up to speed. Over the 4th of July weekend, an 18-year-old kid goes to a barrier island for the 4th of July and doesn't come home. Nolan Wells was his name, and he's last seen talking to a girl on the north end of Horn Island, Mississippi, around 3 in the afternoon. And by the time his friends and boat pulled away, an hour and a half later, he wasn't on it. 2 days of searching by the Coast Guard, the National Park Service, and half of Jackson County ended Monday morning when a park ranger found his body in the water almost exactly where he was last seen. With me to break it down would have been Jennifer, but instead I have the amazing Todd Michaels, been with us behind the scenes and also front man from time to time as well. So Todd, when we see this, my first question I was going to ask Jen, I'll ask you the same thing, was what was your take when you first heard about this case and saw this?
Well, I'm going to be, you know, very upfront and honest about this, and I want to be very careful about what I say because there's a lot of optics here that we could be going on, and I want to be careful that we're certain about details before we talk about them. But I will be honest that the first thing I thought of was group of young guys out having fun, probably having a few beverages or other stuff, and maybe something went horribly wrong. Another piece that really did stand out to me was the fact that he was the only black guy in the group, right? He was the only the person of color in that group. And so there was in the back of my mind some thought to, boy, I hope we're not going to find out later on down the road that that played some sort of role in his demise.
Yeah, me too. That was so. My first take was pretty similar to that. I hadn't seen photos of the case yet or anything, and when this first came in, I wish I could remember the case I just covered on Nancy Grace's show, but it was a young teenage girl. She went missing. Very, very similar circumstances. She had gotten off the boat to go to the bathroom on shore with a few other people. Boat left. They get back to and they find out she wasn't on the pontoon boat. They circle back. Different from this case was everyone was the same color, yet it drew that kind of attention because she's a young, attractive young girl. Then later find out that maybe there had been adults on the boat. Anyway, it got a little more complicated, kind of like this one, but for different reasons. Yeah, you definitely would hope that race doesn't play into it. But as we've seen before, the optics make you go, hmm. And it's a little puzzling because there are some other facets to this that have become a little even more interesting. And that's why I'm curious about your take on as well. And the first one, I think, is the fact that he got off and was talking to a girl.
Right.
And that's like the last time he's seen. And would you make anything of that? How is that? What do you think investigators are going to do to kind of capitalize on that, to kind of play that forward at all?
Well, that's a very interesting piece. One of the things that kind of concerns me a little bit, and just backing up a little bit, is the fact that everybody, I know the boat was taking on water. We know that. And so that's why one of the reasons why they say he was left behind was because they weren't going to be able to take all of them back on this boat. But I that concerns me a little bit because would, you know, if there were four, if there were six, there were eight, whatever, would it be more than just one person staying back unless he was really into this girl, which is a possibility? Then there's the angle of, was this girl's father there? Was this girl's boyfriend there? I mean, that takes us into a whole different trajectory because we don't know the people and the circumstances surrounding this woman that he was talking to. So, yeah, I mean, that could be a whole different thing that overall online people are not necessarily thinking about at this point. But it is certainly something that could be a factor in all this.
Boat taking on water. I tell you, you know, when I do what I do and we do what we do on the show, I'm always looking for those strange and unusual wobbles,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And getting off and talking to a girl, that's not a great wobble to me. But boat taking on water, that's a little bit of a wobble for me. And the reason why I say that is if you look across, you know, the spectrum of people when they go, we used to have our own little Bayliner boat we kept on a lake here in Virginia. We went out with our kids every weekend with it during the summers. And so I know this kind of community well that people did. I can tell you, out of the hundreds and hundreds of times that I took out my small boat with a plug in the back and was out on Lake Anna, that's a lake out here in Spotsylvania, Virginia, in near Louisa County, and I never knew anyone to sink. Now, granted, people do dumb things like that if you leave the plug out. I mean, we did it once when we launched, so you pull the boat back out and you put the plug back in. It's really not that big of a deal. And so to make kind of a deal of that and a sinking boat as a reason, that kind of gave me a little bit of pause of an area to kind of explore a little bit more. Because, again, there seems to be rationalization to behaviors that you typically wouldn't see. Girl off boat, having last discussion. I mean, just there's little minor tremors all over the place. Any thoughts?
Let me talk about that boat thing. So let's say you do have a boat that's taking on water, and let's say you've got a family of four, right? Mm-hmm. And you've got to get back to the mainland, or you got to get back to wherever you're storing the boat or wherever your house is, whatever. Maybe you don't take everybody back. I don't know. I'm not a boater. I don't know. I've lived on lakes and all that kind of stuff, but boating was never my thing. But do you leave just one person behind? You know, this was a friend's group. So it's just kind of interesting that this one person stayed behind and nobody was planning on looking out for him. And again, if he was kind of leaning into maybe talking to a girl or whatever, maybe he was like, listen, I'll stay by and you guys figure out stay behind and you guys figure out the boat situation. We don't know that. But still, if you were in a friends group, let's say it's you, me, Tony, and Jen out on a boat, right? And we've gone to an island and we're having pina coladas and margaritas or whatever we're having. We've got boat trouble. You think two of you can get back. Do you leave two behind or you just leave that one person behind? Is Todd the one who's left behind on that island while you guys go back and seek shelter?
It'd be one of those moments where if Todd volunteered or, you know, Tony volunteered to stay behind, you might. But I can tell you, I'd load us all in and make a beeline for sure. And because again, it's not like, because again, we don't have reports of this like hitting a rock and sinking. I mean, if it's a boat plug and taking on water that was left out, again, we don't know the details because investigators haven't shared anything else. We don't have autopsy results from medical examiner. There's a lot of unknown still. And so, you know, we're filling the void with some conjecture here. But from from practical everyday experience, if nothing else went sideways, you know, the most likely reason why a boat's taking on water is either they hit something, so it's catastrophically taking on water, but right. we did not hear reports of that, or they left a plug out. And I know one of the comments was pontoon boat. That was a separate case. I don't think this was a pontoon boat. Do we know?
I'm not sure offhand.
Yeah. And also, do we know time of day on this one as well?
I'm not up to speed on that completely.
Yeah, I wasn't either when yeah. I looked.
This is a good comment. High Plains Hounds actually says, in my college age group, we would never have left someone alone like that, male or female. I find that odd. Yeah. And again, Robin, I tend to think if you, me, Koff, and Tony were out on an island and I said I would stay behind just for safety, I feel like either Tony or you, maybe Jen, would say, I'll stay back here with you just for the safety factor.
Yeah, and again, I don't know the size of this lake, but every lake I've been on, and even if they're big lakes, so here's what I would have done. Again, you do that deep empathy, you throw yourself in that situation, say all of us are on that boat, we all throw ourselves on that boat, and we stay close to shore as we make a beeline for, it's not like you're 100 miles from shore or 10 miles offshore like you're in deep ocean water. This is a stinking lake.
Right.
And also, you know, for, here's the other thing too. And it sounds like there's always law enforcement on lakes. You know, they're always patrolling these big lakes, whether it's a state park or any other thing. There's always some sort of law enforcement presence, especially on 4th of July weekend. They do random checks. Every single boat has to have life jackets on for everyone that's on that boat. Granted, I know people are not going to pay attention to what there should be on that boat. And so I would have loaded everyone on the boat, gotten within swimming and floating distance ashore as I made a beeline with my boat that's taken on water back to wherever we put in at. And if all of a sudden along the way we have to beach the boat because it was getting too low in the water, unsafe or something, then we beach it and we're all together. Yet hard to imagine this was a sinking boat like you're thinking Titanic. I find the explanation weak, and I'll tell you, I have my own confirmation bias on things like this, Todd. So when I did a lot of deception detection training, which I kind of have fun with anyway, because I always use my little twist on detection deception, and that is,
right.
If you're causing people to lie so much around you, why don't you look at the fact that why is everyone lying to you? That you have to need to find to find deception. But that aside, so say if someone is going to deceive someone, and I did a lot of blind studies like this at Quantico when I was an instructor there, we would actually have agents do a truthful statement and a false statement through a narrative, through storytelling, and see if students could and record it so we could actually look for nonverbal behavior, statement analysis, the whole nine yards of what we're looking for. And without fail, the vast majority of false statements that people choose to create, if they're going to lie, is a car accident.
Oh.
Believe it or not. And so when I saw boating incident, sinking boat, my confirmation bias quickly went to deception. Again, I'm not saying anything here. I'm just giving an example of my own confirmation bias as an investigator. When I see tragedy and someone using that as an excuse, like a sinking boat or a car wreck or something, it perks up my attention. In other words, that's the wobble I'm kind of looking at and seeing how much that makes sense. We'll corroborate that information. And who knows, just because who knows? Anyway, yeah, account alcohol was probably involved. I saw in the investigation, did you see anything different, Todd? I saw that they ruled out alcohol and drugs, apparently.
That's a possibility. You asked what time of day it was. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon when he was last seen with that girl. I also want to be careful about the whole race thing, because there are reports coming out that the group of friends who was spending time with him has been at his mother's side this whole time.
Yeah.
So I want to be really careful about that. You throw that extra piece of him talking to a girl. There's a lot of things that could happen around that whole thing. And somebody actually chatted in was something else unusual is they found him in the water. So if there's alcohol, could it have been a drowning? Could it have been some sort of altercation with somebody focused around that other girl or somebody else? We just don't know at this point. It's easy for us to point fingers at the race thing and the friends leaving him behind. Listen, I could imagine, I never went to college, but I could imagine being with a group of guys and friends and somebody thinking they're going to go off and make friendship with a girl or whatever. And the rest of the guys walk the other way. Right?
I mean, that phrase, Todd, that's my new phraseology of the day. Make friendship with a girl. I like that. Yes.
Try to be very careful about what I say.
Yeah, and I'm with you. So the first thing I do when I'm looking at cases like this, Todd, is I do a quick synopsis. I say, tell me, as a matter of fact, I'll pull it up right now, you know, so everyone can kind of see how I do what I do.
Yeah.
I'm doing my research for these cases. So Horn Island drowning right here. So the first question I put in to research was, besides what has Jen Coffendeffer been saying about this? Here's my search string I did. First one, tell me about people he is with, his school demographics, what prompted the parents to get a civil rights lawyer, what happened to cause this possibly racially, you know, I'm exploring, tell me about the area, tell me about the relationships, tell me about the friends, tell me about, are there any other cases that are similar that race would be an issue in this area? And it popped up. Nothing. So I'm looking at this from relationship base, where he looks like he has strong relationships. I mean, he was a popular guy. He had a lot of friends in high school. He's at their junior college right now, or community college, from what I saw. Does well on their sports teams. I mean, he looked like a very, very well-connected guy in the community. Like you said, friends are going to the mother's aid. And here's the other thing too, that because again, crazy people attract crazy nutters, and vice versa. That's why I'm always looking at the relationships, that one degree of separation away from people on the side. And here's what I thought was really, really good in telling as well. One of the challenges here, as a matter of fact, it's one of the questions I was going to ask you about anyway, was he apparently his mom had a cell phone and he didn't bring the cell phone with him. That is such a huge, beautiful trust indicator right there, that he leaves his cell phone with the mother. In other words, he trusts his mom not to try to break into a cell phone.
Sure, right.
And so you have lots of good, healthy signs around here. So it's why you got to look for the anomalies. So I'm not looking at the friends, like you said, girl he's staying behind with, what happened there? I don't know. Or like it could just be law enforcement saying, as of right now, they're looking like a tragic drowning.
I know there's a lot of questions out there. We're going to talk a little bit about the mother of one of the boys who's actually a judge. We're going to talk about that in the second segment. But there's a lot of concern about, hey, we need transparency here. And obviously that does lend into, I think, the race issue and the race, the questions about race. But people want to make sure that the police department's doing its job. They brought in a kind of a big time lawyer to kind of cover the family on this one.
Yep.
And I think that's an interesting optic. So even if the family, even if the mother is surrounded by his friends and all that at this point, I think there must be some concern about a race issue being involved here.
Yeah, matter of fact, that's the second thing I searched was that. And is it typical for a family to bring in a lawyer like that in cases like this? And believe it or not, it actually is very common. Again, context is so important in cases like this, and never jump into conclusions on the things we're seeing. But when people have reps in an area and they've been exposed to certain things where there may potentially be injustices or a lack of transparency, you're going to do all you can, especially when it's your baby boy. That's what I call my kids, my grown kids. I still have baby boy and my little girl.
Right.
You know, when that's involved, you do all you can to bring that transparency. So to ensure that this was just a horrendous, tragic accident and not something worse than that. 100% agree with that.
I have some good news for us. We have we don't have her beautiful face with us today, but we do have the audio of Jennifer Coffendeffer, who has joined us via the telephone. Hi, Jen. I'm not getting her audio.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. This Wi-Fi, what can I tell you? I'm so sorry to leave my wingman.
That's all right, Jen. Hey, but just to tell you what's going on behind the scenes, too. It's like right before we went on, my power in my house blooped. And as Todd and I were talking about the show, the case, and what's going on, I completely lost everything. And my generator kicked on. And it's like, man, if today could be a crap show, we're well off to it. But hey, it's great timing, Jen. You still okay to talk from wherever you're at?
Yes, I'm going to try to stand in a good Wi-Fi spot.
Cool. And so perfect time because, you know, actually, let me close out the first segment and then we'll move on to this next one. And so, See, derailing myself already. So your thoughts and comments in the section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in. The links are in the description. Make sure to like and follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Law 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Cabin crew,
sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.